This hour of Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. It's Mail It In Friday.
I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Yeah, it's Mail It In Friday.
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working.
So what?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
I don't know why these things happen to me. But earlier in the week, I heard just someone blowing a whistle. I have a weird condo where it's like, if you go out on my deck, you look directly at other people on their decks. And there's construction going on. And earlier in the week, I thought that, you know, there's trucks coming in and out. And I thought there was a dude down there blowing a whistle saying, you know, directing traffic, blowing a whistle. Today, me and Gracie were out on the deck. And a lady just walks out and starts blowing a whistle repeatedly, like toot, toot, toot. And I looked at her and I go, hey, whoa. Like, there was some other language involved.
Right.
I go, you can't do that. What are you doing? And I understand some people might have different issues. I don't know.
Was this the middle of the day?
This is at 11 o'clock in the morning.
See, I would assume she thinks everybody else is at work, so.
Yeah, but dude, why are you blowing a whistle?
What was her response?
Then she goes in and pulls out the binoculars on me. And she's
Watch yourself, man. Yeah. We've had these conversations about the window washers and what they've seen over the years.
Exactly.
If you've got somebody peering into your place.
But Brian, she's the whistleblower. What are you binoculating me for?
Well, I don't know. She wasn't in danger or anything, I'm assuming.
She's probably checking out to say, who the hell's yelling at me from across the way?
I said, miss, knock it off. I don't know what you're doing, but knock it off. And the lady below her gave me the thumbs up, like, thank you for saying something. Then she goes inside and brings out the binoculars on me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give her the...
no, a bird. Just
you give her the
finger. I'm like, what do you...
The O'Doyle... What is it? The O'Doyle?
No, that's the Jeff Doyle wave.
Yeah,
it's the hand wave flipped right into a bird.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get downtown, man. People are living on top of each other. And yeah. I didn't have the same situation today, but what's going on in my neighborhood is, because of that windstorm recently, everyone's getting new shingles on their roof.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not kidding you. We woke up this morning, there must have been four or five different roofing companies working on four or five different houses.
Well, hey, that you can't control that.
No, I'm not saying that you can. The point I'm getting to is, it's such a nice day. We had the kid out back, and we're playing in the pool, and the roofers are known to use certain language.
Hammering away. And
F-bomb this, F-bomb that, and I'm thinking...
No, you got to say something.
To say something.
No, you got to say, hey, guys.
We got the kid out here.
Yeah. Knock it off.
Yeah. I think you have to, right? But those are the situations where, like... 2 hours later, there's a mugshot of me because we get into a fight,
fight.
Great, here we go.
Yeah, that's the problem. In today's world, you can. Everyone's a tough guy. Everyone's a hero. Everyone's a UFC fighter.
Right.
And you don't know what you're dealing with. And now, I mean, you see all these gutless people with knives, and it's just, I mean...
Well, this city, there's some weird stuff going on, man.
The whistleblower... Her next-door neighbor, this guy wears no tarp in his underpants all day, and all he does is look over the ledge, and he yells down, no dogs on the grass! No dogs on the grass! And then he yells at other people, oh, you flicked your ash or your dart over the ledge, not happening.
Like Statler and Waldorf from the Muppets.
He's the old neighborhood guys. Watch, yeah.
But what are you doing peering down at them?
I'm just out there checking out the scene. Gracie's having a pee. I'm just enjoying the weather.
Gracie takes a leak on the porch?
Yeah. Got our little grass pads.
I don't think that's allowed.
I think, well, if it's...
I would guess that Statler and Waldorf would not allow that. I don't think that's in the lease, in the fine print, that you can let your dog out to just urinate all over the place.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't know about that. I've never had a dog. I've never, been in a condo with a dog, so I don't know.
Zero.
Anyway, I had to tell this other guy off the other day, and I just said, why don't you shut up and mind your own business?
Where are you living, dude? Like, what is going on
here? Honestly, can we do a show from my porch one day?
Yes, I'd love Melrose to do that. Place. We'll set up.
Melrose Place.
Can we honestly do it? Like, it's a huge porch. We'll set up, and we'll watch this stuff.
That's a great idea. People watching will creep people out. They can creep us out. We'll all get arrested. It'll be great.
Yeah. And I want to catch this whistleblower on the radio.
Okay, let's do it. So I had the weirdest dream last night. Like, I'm not generally a guy who remembers dreams.
Right.
I do.
You vividly remember dreams. I had a dream, and it's so weird because of what happened this morning. You see that report out of Pittsburgh from that radio guy who's claiming that Pittsburgh and Phil Kessel, yeah, they may be parting ways, and Pittsburgh wants to trade Phil, and Phil's cool with it.
I was a radio guy reporting it.
I don't know.
I saw that.
Although, but at the same time, other markets and other teams.
Brian Hayes has never reported any. Have you ever broken? Have you?
I'm not a newsbreaker. I'm not seeking out news.
Right.
You know, I know things that I'm not going to say because they're off the record or whatever. Yeah. But I'm not in the business of trying to break news. But let's also not forget how the majority of franchises actually operate. In a way that the Maple Leafs refuse to. They're willing to talk to people. Right. They're willing to leak news. The Leafs are not. Like, the Leafs take the Lou Lamoriello way of business.
Well, the new
and that's the way it goes.
Get your own insider. And they, like Gary Lawlison.
Yeah, they break.
Well, Scott Burnside in Dallas.
Like, Kyle Dubas has said this through other media members already over the past couple of weeks. Like, we will let you know when the news breaks via our Leafs PR Twitter account.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get the email, and that's when it's going to break because nothing else is going to get out. But other teams don't operate that way. You can pick up the phone and call somebody in the front office, and they'll give you something. So anyway, that's out there. I don't think it's a shocking report that Phil and Sullivan and the Pens maybe aren't necessarily on the same page, or Phil's a guy that some coaches are not the biggest fan of. I mean, let's be honest, his reputation is what it is.
Yeah.
But I had this dream, and it's so crazy, that Dubas traded for Phil. His first big move was to trade for Phil, to bring him back. And that's how he's going to prove that he's totally different and he's got a different approach.
But that
wouldn't that shock the world?
Serious right now?
I'm being serious about this dream.
If
Phil got traded back to the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
But could you imagine the reaction if Phil came back? Like, wouldn't that be the last trade Dubas could possibly make? Or would Dion be the last one?
No.
Both would be the last.
Just that price point and stuff with Dion. Like,
I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the reaction in Toronto.
Reaction,
like, forget all the actual breakdown and what would have to go into it.
Should we make that the Friday five pack? The craziest things that Kyle Dubas could do to start his tenure?
Yeah, that's probably a great idea. What would lead to the biggest revolt from the fan base? What would lead to just a vitriolic response?
Okay, Phil or Dion?
What would
or somebody
what could
who
he
has
do
the
to
worst
riot,
analytic,
to cause
like,
a riot.
Like Luke Shen? That's a thing. Like, it's funny. Luke Shen was signed by John Chyka. Luke Shen isn't an analytics dream. Goligoski was, I believe, was a pretty good possession player. But Luke Shen was signed by John Chyka.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's something like that. And again, I think Dubas isn't, I don't think he's, I think he's a numbers guy, but I think he's a guy who has worked his way up through hockey, and he has a hockey background too. He was an agent, he's worked his way up. Like, I think he has an eye for talent. I think he applies numbers like most managers should do. But it could be somebody that has terrible underlying numbers, which what it would do is upset the analytics community.
Well, right, but like, I guess, you know, it's impossible to truly define the average Maple Leaf fan. There's millions of them. They all approach the team differently. They all have a different viewpoint of how they believe the team should play or how the team should be built. But I think in terms of the average reaction, you know, analytics is one thing, but I don't think the majority of fans buy into it. Okay. Not buy into it, but spend a lot of time looking at the numbers. You know, I think the majority of sports fans in general, it's an escape. They like talking about it. It's water cooler material. They're not going to dig so deep that they look at some guy's Fenwick on the road to give you a take on what the reaction is to it.
Add JFJ as another assistant GM.
All right, let's keep all these. We'll get to the five-pack later.
Did you guys see that picture?
Which picture?
I'm going to show you a picture right now, and you can tell me what you think of it.
There's a picture of John Ferguson Jr.?
Look at that picture and tell me what you see.
Wow. That is Mike Myers with a Love Guru Maple Leaf jersey
and
standing beside John Ferguson Jr. Where'd you find that?
Someone tweeted it to us today.
Wow. How did I miss that pic?
They were like, if you hated Love Guru, check out this picture.
There's a double whammy for you.
I'm going to text it to Tyler, and he can send it out.
Yeah, throw that up on our Instagram account.
Oh,
and
they we'll tweeted tweet that it. Up. Yeah, they already did.
All right, put it up on Instagram.
Tyler's on point today.
At TSN1050 on Instagram. That's a good one. Fergie and the Love Guru himself, Mike Myers.
John wow. Ferguson Jr.
But there's
just a, fell that's a good short one. Of some GM positions.
Yeah, he's in the running. All right, well, that's our five-pack for today. The five moves that Kyle Dubas would make that would lead to just vitriolic reaction.
There's one right there for me. Hiring JFJ as the assistant to the general manager.
Well, we've got three, basically.
You I'll buy it if he does that.
You hire Ferguson Jr., you trade for Phil or Dion.
Right.
And we'll come up with a couple more later in the afternoon. Feel free to contribute to this.
Sure.
Text us 105050 with your name. Email us live at tsn1050.ca or on Twitter at HayesTSN. I'm sure Leaf fans will get involved in that.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot, a lot of different answers.
Five things that would make you riot at Maple Leaf Square.
Like pull Larry Murphy out of retirement.
And PTO Larry Murphy.
PTO with Larry. Poor Larry Murphy. Toronto guy.
Yeah, but he went on to win cups, kind of Phil. Like,
and he told
it's
everyone
more,
in Toronto to shove it.
It's more like...
Just shove it.
You know what he did to Toronto?
He...
Wall seat?
Wall, squat, deuce, and toss.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, he
to every Maple Leaf fan in
a
the garden.
Tight squat.
90 degree with dumbbells
and
on.
And he held it for 90 seconds and then tossed.
It was breaking Olympic records.
Yeah, Matty Nichol would have been proud of that.
Yeah.
He knew exactly
technique.
What he was doing.
So shout out to Larry Murphy. All right, so people start tweeting in and texting in and emailing in. So that's what I was... That's how I was sleeping
crazy,
last night. That's how I was waking up.
Why don't we let the fans do the five-pack today? You send us a five-pack that will drive us all nuts, and we'll read it out as the Friday five-pack.
Okay, maybe we can pick, like, the best one or whatever.
Yeah, no, like, three. Send us the best five. Like,
we've got
send
three.
Us five.
We can add to it. I mean, we can
I can't think of anyone that, any one that would be more explosive than trading for Phil, Dion, or hiring Ferguson Jr. I mean, we could be missing an elephant in the room. There could be one that... Sticks out, but I can't think of it.
John Ferguson Jr. is going to take over the Toronto Marlies?
No, I've got one too. Like a Colton Orr situation. You have a fourth line where you bring in
a big fighter, like a heavyweight, guy who doesn't really play.
And, right, like Matt Martin can fight but can play. Like, and he's a guy getting phased out. This I'm talking like you go and get. You bring Colton Orr out of retirement.
Fraser McLaren, Jay McClement, and Colton Orr
are your fourth line.
You bring them all in. That's your fourth line.
No, who was that other guy? He played for the Marlies a bunch. He was a tough guy. He got traded to Philly, I think. He was really tough.
Smaller guy?
No, he was...
Blonde hair?
I'll think of the name.
Anyway, feel free to contribute, text, email, Twitter... We'll get that picture up on Instagram. It's already been tweeted out. We've got Ray coming up today. Brian Scalabrine is on the show. Game 6, Cleveland-Boston tonight. Last night's basketball game was sloppy, but it was entertaining. You know,
and
now the story becomes Chris Paul, who's a Band-Aid, man. The past 3 or 4 years, he's injured all the time.
But he rams it right down the throat of Curry and does the little
shimmy.
And then he's out. I mean, he was really good.
Yeah. Well, and he needed to be really good because James Harden was not.
This guy. I
mean, 0-for-11 from three. Brick after brick after brick.
He's done some weird things. If you go back to last year, he had a game. It was an elimination game where he was god-awful.
Yeah. He was awful last year in the playoffs.
And then remember that the game before last where he was wide open with a three and he was just. He was paralyzed.
Yeah.
He was looking around, and he just fired the ball across the court.
No, he's got some Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan playoff demons that hover him.
Well, they've got an opportunity to go into Golden State and close him off.
Right.
If he goes legend.
And here's the greatness of LeBron. This is the greatness of LeBron. This is how LeBron gets injected into this conversation. Let me explain this.
Okay.
Chris Paul's out for Game 6. immediately Vegas is going to, the line is going to be like -8, -9 in favor of Golden State. Golden State might be the greatest team ever put together. Their back's up against the wall. They're back at home. I'll bet you Iguodala returns. Chances are they're going to win. James Harden's going to win the MVP, which means as of today, he's the best player in the NBA based on that hardware. He should have maybe won it last year. Westbrook won it, but he was right there. Because Paul is out, he's going to have an excuse to lose in Game 6. If this was LeBron without his second best player, they'd still be like, you're going to go win that game.
Yeah.
Or you should go win that game.
Yeah, you're
like
the best
only
player.
LeBron
has that effect.
Has that kind of an effect and that kind of expectation where it doesn't even matter who's dropping around him, who's not playing around him. The expectations of him and his team never change.
Because he's healthy.
Exactly. If he's healthy and ready to play, you go in and you're like, I could see LeBron winning this game tonight. I could see him single-handedly winning.
And if they don't, everyone with him.
Exactly. And if they don't, he'll take a ton of heat. With Paul out, I'm already sensing people are like, oh, who cares about Game 6? Try to beat him in Game 7 when he returns. It's all good. James Harden's the MVP. Why can't this is a moment for him to prove why he should be the MVP.
Yeah.
You go in there and win this game without Chris Paul, that's how you reach
CP3
legendary
out?
Status. He's out for Game 6. Hamstring out.
I thought he was cramping near the end. I was like, ah, oh, this guy's cramping up, but sounds like...
I was surprised they ruled him out today. You would think they'd
Yeah, like, how do you know that you can't play?
He could be a lot more serious than you think.
Maybe he's not playing Game 7.
Although I, like, blew out a hamstring sprinting, if you can imagine that. And my leg the next day was so bruised.
Yeah, you can't.
From my ass down to my ankle, it was just destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to say... I can't imagine it being that bad.
Tyson Nash, when I was playing
moving.
With him, tore his hamstring right in half.
By the way, it's Jay Rosehill I was thinking about.
Jay Rosehill, yeah. He was a...
He could skate, though.
Yeah, he wasn't bad, man.
He was pretty
well, he wasn't good.
So next year, the fourth line, Jay Rosehill.
Colton Orr.
And
Fraser McLaren. Yeah, that would cause a bit
of a stir. I don't think that would outrage people in this city, though. They would actually like it.
No, they...
Some people would like it.
Yeah, Myrtle and Jonas wouldn't like it. Other than that,
I wouldn't like it. What do you mean? Just I would
kidding.
Go nuts. Like everybody would. That would be the worst line in the history of the league. Everyone would go crazy.
By the way, those guys do great jobs. The reporting, James and Jonas, but the praising of Kyle Dubas. If this was Mark Hunter, there would be no such love. There would be none.
Well, I think Dubas, you got to give him time to actually do something.
Well, no kidding.
You know,
you can't judge somebody when they hired an assistant GM.
Yeah. I think it's unfair both ways. Like, the idea of trying to drag him down is completely unfair, but the idea of trying to anoint him as this great, incredible GM without him ever being one is also unfair to him because
also,
the expectations are too high.
The love for Lawrence Gilman, if Lawrence Gilman took the job in Carolina...
No one would mention him.
Like
nobody would mention him.
And Lawrence Gilman... is a really smart hockey guy. But, you know, he was also involved in Vancouver, and Vancouver's on their road to recovery, but they're not there yet. You know, there's some... He's got his fingerprints on some stuff that have had success and some things that haven't.
You know,
it's like anything. I was posed a question today on radio, how George McPhee has built teams for success, and I said, Washington's not done anything. So I said, you know, he's built a team and was fired from Washington. And, you know, that team, you know, Brian McClellan inherited George McPhee's team and
the
built
core,
it up,
anyway.
The core of it. Like, McPhee's a really good general manager. I'm not taking away from it, but, like, the question is, like, this guy, all he does is build winners. Hold on a second here. There's
never won a cup as a GM.
There's not, you know, he's built really good teams.
Right. And guess what? He's only going to get one ring.
Right.
Because if Vegas wins, he gets one. If the Caps do, they don't send one to George McPhee.
But think about this.
And say, thanks for the construction of the...
That's not the way it works.
Dale Talon, did he get one when...
He did.
When
that was Chicago.
Chicago rinsed him
out. But
I believe they gave him one.
I don't think he was the GM, though. He was like the director of player development or something, wasn't he?
He was the general manager.
Was he the GM?
Stan Bowman came in and pushed him out.
Oh, okay.
And then that was, I don't know if that was mid-season.
They won the cup that year.
They won the cup that year.
Okay, well, he probably deserves it then from that standpoint.
He was the architect a big time of that
team. Yeah, he drafted Taves and Kane and Keith and them.
But, you know, I was thinking about this, too. When you look at the way the Washington Capitals are built... And it's the same thing with Vegas. Derek Eglin on the back end. Brooks Orpik on one side. Those are guys that aren't... I mean, I know those are players that are looking to be phased out, for lack of better words, that player.
Right.
But they're, one of them's going to win a Stanley Cup. Either Brooks Orpik is going to win another one, or it's going to be Derek Englund.
Right. And Englund has been an everyday player
He's been outstanding, averaging 21 minutes a night.
And
Orpik's really solid, too. It's just Orpik, I think, scored his first goal in like 144 games.
Just plugging along.
Near the end of the year. Like, this is, you know, he's a grinding stay-at-home defenseman. But that's, you know, when you talk to people of how you're supposed to construct a team, oh, you don't have players like that. Well, guess what? The two teams that have, that are in the finals, have players like
that. Yeah, they do. They do. Richard Griffin will join us in just over an hour. The Jays are in Philly tonight. Josh Donaldson was chatting with Griff yesterday about everything that's going wrong with the Jays right now, so we'll get into that piece with him. Rays coming up just after 5. Brian Scalabrine, longtime NBAer and current Celtics analyst, on Game 6 tonight between Boston and Cleveland, on what happened last night between Houston and Golden State. And we know what the 5-pack is going to be. The 5 moves that Kyle Dubas could make that would lead to just
outrage.
Outrage. Riots in the street.
Yes.
Picketing outside the ACC. Maybe even a wall squat.
Deuce and toss.
Right outside of the ACC. And I hooked you up.
With
it's a
what?
Friday pre-tape.
Oh, my God. Honestly?
I told you I'd hook you up.
Whatever food you want, like...
Oh, we got food coming.
We ordered.
Guess what?
I'm just saying, whatever you need from me, if you need your grass, I'll cut your grass.
Don't worry about it. It's okay, man. Overdrive's delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. All right, there are a lot of people hooking us up here today because we've got the 5-pack coming up, and we'll do this later in the afternoon. And, of course, it's brought to you by our friends at Cool Beer Brewery. And we stumbled across this. What?
Actually, I came up with it.
Yeah, I guess you did. You did. What would Kyle Dubas do, or what could Kyle Dubas do, the first 5 moves he could pull off that would lead to riots in the street, that would lead to... Collectively, every Leaf fan on the planet finding a wall.
Collective wall squat, deuce, and toss.
Yeah. So a lot of people.
Like a squat to protest. This would be a collective wall squat, deuce, and toss.
The Woodstock of wall squat, deuce, and tosses.
Whew.
Right? So that's.
I think number one's got to be JFJ as the assistant GM.
There's a lot coming in. Do you want to just go over some of these now?
There's one.
You got a lot coming in?
Oh, there's so many coming in.
This guy Knight writes, this one's funny, actually. Trade Matthews to the Habs.
Exactly. We didn't even think of that.
Oh, my God. This could be a 10-pack.
That's what I'm saying. The idea of him, imagine he traded Matthews this summer.
Like, yeah, his numbers weren't that good.
Yeah, I didn't love him in the playoffs.
Didn't like his attitude. It was him or Babs.
Matthews for Paul Byron. Straight up.
This one's specific to the O-Dog. Sign Radom for Bada to a 5-year, $5 million deal. I don't know if that would get as much of a reaction.
No, there's a separate 5-pack that could drive me insane.
Yeah.
But this is Leafs Nation.
Campbell texting in, hire Peter Horacek as the new assistant coach. Horacek back in town.
I like Peter. He gets.
You can like Peter all you want. People would freak out if he came back.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah,
well,
he got
right?
He got his own wall squat, deuce and toss when he took over.
Someone texting in, this is a great one, too. He hires Carey Fraser to be the official referee for the Maple Leafs.
Like Paul Maurice did last year. He brought in...
Yeah, he brought in Don Mann.
No, it wasn't him. It was Dvorsky.
Yeah, Paul Dvorsky. To come in and tell them about what the refs are looking for and how the officiating is going to be handled this season. And that would be a good one. I think trading for Phil, trading for Dion, hiring John Ferguson Jr.
Yeah.
These are all great ones.
We might have to make it a 10-pack. Sorry.
Yeah. Let's do this. We'll just circle back on this all afternoon.
Yeah.
The 5-pack is brought to you by Cool Beer Brewery. Pour a crisp, cold, cool lager, and you'll understand why they say you are what you drink. Cool. Visit coolbeer.com. So we'll do this all afternoon because there's so many of them. I mean, a bunch of people have said, you're not going to like this because these are your guys, and I hate chirping your buddies, but... Aki Berg is being brought up a lot.
Like PTO Aki Berg?
Basically, Aki Berg, PTO.
Why not just PTO all of them?
Jeff Finger.
Jeff Finger.
Commissaric.
Commissaric. PTO them all.
Ian White. Somebody wrote in. I like Ian.
Ian White was pretty good.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
We got him in Calgary. He was part of the Dion trade, wasn't he?
I think
yeah,
he was. Remember.
Yeah, because when I was with Calgary when we traded Dion to Toronto, and it was Ian White, Jamal Mayers, Nicholas Hagman, and Stage. Matt Stajan.
Right, and Stajan's still there.
And I played with Hagelin in Florida, and I knew Ian White, like all four of those players, and I played with Jamal in St. Louis, so
right.
We knew those. That trade came out of nowhere for us. Like
didn't see Dion getting traded?
Well, the opportunity was there, but like I say, there was a lot of moving parts, but it happened quick.
I can imagine. All right, race coming up just after 5. Richard Griffin will join us in an hour. We'll tee up the J Series in Philly and get into his piece with Josh Donaldson, where Donaldson is just basically saying they are not doing anything right. And we'll get back into our conversation from yesterday. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. or Donaldson, if you could pick one guy to play third base tonight or throughout the weekend.
How'd that poll end up?
Vladdy in a landslide. Vladdy
people
in a landslide.
People took it out of context, though.
Right. It's totally hypothetical.
There were people writing in like, guys are idiots. Like, who cares?
They voted. They did the thing. Who cares?
It's all good.
All right.
And I want to get into Matt Sundin on Leafs Lunch today. He had some interesting things to say about the future captaincy.
We're going to play audio as well.
We're going to play some Matt Sundin audio. And
this
I caught up
is,
with a...
I love my job again.
Should we get into this pre-tape? Like, I caught up with a Las Vegas legend earlier this afternoon.
Which is?
Well, I don't think you'd know the guy's name. Hunt found him, dug him up. This guy that lived there and he played for the IHL team back in the 90s.
Radek Bonk?
No, he played with Radek Bonk,
though. Yeah, played with Radek Bonk.
So... it's a pretty cool story.
Did you stretch it out?
It's pretty
lengthy. It's a half an hour long.
It's a decent interview. All right, it's a fascinating story. We'll get to that in 2 minutes.
I feel like a listener.
We know who's in the Cup final, Washington, Vegas. And Vegas is, I mean, everyone's looking for different angles because they've been off for so long, right? And some of the players are doing the media rounds. Everyone's spoken with Gerard Gallant and George McPhee. We're familiar with the story, but... I told Hunt last night, I'm like, you got to find someone, like something unique, a unique hockey Vegas story.
Yeah.
And they used to have an IHL team, right?
Yeah.
The Las Vegas Wranglers.
Cujo played there. Clint Malarchuk was the goalie there. Like,
right.
Butch Goring coached there. There was some...
Radek Bonk played there. Radek was drafted Bonk. There. What was he, second or third overall by Ottawa?
Yeah.
Third overall? I think he was.
He was fourth overall.
Was he?
In front of me.
Radek Bonk went fourth overall?
No, actually it was
20
Jovanovski, Teverdovsky. He was third overall.
I think he was third. Who went fourth?
Ryan Smith.
No. Jason Bond Sr.,
me, Ryan Smith.
Jason Bond Sr. Wow.
Swinging a
that,
miss.
Remember that guy looked like Lemieux,
yeah.
Just didn't play like him.
Generally a problem if you don't follow through.
He played 79 NHL games, so they tried to force feed him into the NHL.
That always happens. Those top end picks.
Well, think about it. That top five. So Jovo was there, 1,028 regular season games. Teverdovsky was 2,
mm-hmm.
713. Bonk, 969. Bond Senior, 79. O'Neill, 821. Ryan Smith, 1,270. And then it drops off after that.
But still, that's the top six picks, five of the six played lengthy, lengthy careers.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Those are home run picks, and then the one guy just couldn't find him in a phone book. All right, so we were trying to catch up with this guy. We got him on the phone earlier today. I was trying to hook you up. You wanted a pre-tape, Friday pre-tapes? You're into this kind of stuff?
I'm so excited. I wish I was in my car, like, driving around.
All right, so this is a Vegas legend, a guy who, he's from Vegas, played hockey in Vegas. You got called up on like an injury reserve, kind of weird scene back in the day. I caught up with him earlier this afternoon. All right, joined now by a Las Vegas legend. This guy is born and raised in Vegas. He was a big hockey player growing up. He always wanted to make it to the NHL. And back in the early 90s, he actually got called up to the Las Vegas Wranglers of the IHL. And he came up for about 10, 15 games back in the mid-90s. And he joins us now. Mac Jameson. Mac, what's happening?
Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Brian, it's great to be on the show. Very excited. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Are you still living down in Vegas?
I am living in Vegas, and I'm, you know, waiting for the call for the big team to call me up. It's pretty exciting.
I can imagine. I mean, do you still play? Are you still in shape?
Well, once a week I get out and, you know, dangle around a little bit. I wasn't a guy who handled the puck too much. I like to drop the gloves, but I think it's my time, you know. There's still a chance for me to get back there.
Well, I hope so. I mean, and this would be a perfect time for a guy like you to make it back to the NHL when your hometown team is in the Stanley Cup final. Take us back to the mid-90s. We're chatting with Mac Jamieson, a Vegas legend who used to play the game and played for the Las Vegas Wranglers of the IHL in the mid-90s. What was it like playing in Vegas back then?
Well, it was real exciting. We played at the Thomas and Mack Center. They were the crowd was right into it, and we had a youngster on our team, a guy named Radek Bonk.
Right,
17 years old. He was an up and comer. I don't think he went on to a real successful NHL career, but boy, was he good in the IHL. He was my line mate one night.
No way.
I ended up having to protect him because, you know, he got run in his mouth a little bit too much.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that kind of stuff. We're chatting with Mac Jamieson, an absolute Vegas legend, also known as Jamie Noodles McLennan. do you think this guy, O-Dog, who is demanding a pre-tape, do you think he's even in the studio right now?
I guarantee you this guy is not even listening. if anything, he is either taken a break and gone to the bathroom or gone to the cafeteria for a coffee. There's not a chance this guy is listening to the pre-tape.
No, there's no way. All right, let's pretend there was technical difficulties and we'll cut out short, and hopefully he's either not in the room, or if he is, we'll just throw him off completely.
Okay, I'm going to drop the phone right now.
Technical difficulties.
Cut out?
Did that just cut out?
That just cut out?
Yeah. All right, we'll see if we can get it back.
Circle back on that.
Well, Chris is going to figure it out. Technical difficulties.
What?
I don't know. We were playing the tape, and I don't know what happened. Did you hear that?
This is Canon camera. You're doing it on purpose.
What?
I swear to God.
What are you talking about?
I know it.
We're on the air, dude. We're back. There's the thing cut out.
This is a scam, and I know it. It's a joke, because it's some dork that nobody's ever heard of. This is a joke, isn't it? I'm calling you out.
No, I interviewed a guy. His name's Mac Jamieson.
No, you set me up. You set me up in this. I smell a rat.
What?
And I can tell by the way you're laughing.
What?
I can't help but laugh.
Pre-tape can't go out.
The whole system shut down, dude. It's hot
there
outside.
There is no system. I'm calling you guys out. This is a joke.
I don't know who you're talking about, man.
You were my boy. We were peas and carrots 2 minutes ago, and you just wall squat great white sharded right in my yip. Because I know what you did. Mac Jamieson?
Mac Jamieson.
Go back. You know what? I'll go a step further.
Yeah.
I want to hear the beginning again, because I guarantee if I hear the guy's voice, I'll tell you who it is.
All right. Do we have it again? All right. Let's play the beginning. Las Vegas legend. This guy is born and raised in Vegas. He was a big hockey player growing up. He always wanted to make it to the NHL. And back in the early 90s, he actually got called up to the Las Vegas Wranglers of the IHL. And he came up for about 10, 15 games back in the mid-90s. And he joins us now. Mac Jamieson. Mac, what's happening?
Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
That's Noodles!
Brian, it's Brian.
I quit the show!
He's out of here. He's done. Just sewering. A sewer job of epic proportions. Vegas legend Mac Jamieson. He wasn't listening.
No, he wasn't listening.
You knew he wasn't listening. And for those of you driving around listening, the guy was over there messing around with the TVs.
Turned off the TV.
I knew what it was, exactly what he was going to do.
Oh, that was
You were on fire too the first 40 minutes. I think we may have lost
him. We had the best show
we
going on, and we may have lost you because
Mac Jamieson, the Vegas legend.
Oh my God, we were dying.
I swear. I'm like I love you for getting a pre-tape, but like my kind of work side of me took over, and I'm like, kind of a crappy guess. Like, what?
I know. Who the hell is Mac Jamieson? Played with Radek Bonk.
I should have known from the way the guy said, oh, he's like, hey, Brian.
I was trying to sound like an old guy, like an old player.
Yeah,
I had no idea, and then it just ended, and I'm like,
That's weird.
Are you kidding me? A pre-tape goes blank?
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, Chris is on the board. Like, maybe he pressed the wrong button,
or
right?
Or maybe Mullen left, like, maybe Mullen sewered him
exactly.
on the way out.
Exactly. Mullen sewered him on the way out.
Mullen's I wasn't even listening to this idiot, Mac James. I want to hear back, like, his answers. Like,
hey, is this Brian?
Listen to how stupid that sounds.
Let me hear that again.
Is this Brian?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, that's so stupid. That's well, the show, though.
That's basically
that's how we roll on a Friday.
We were trying to at least keep it light.
Next week, I promise you, I'll get you a real one.
We'll have a real
I promise
you. Don't do that
you.
To me. I went from loving you to hating your guts.
I know. You like, compared that to being called up with a Hartford Whalers yeah. fifth overall. Yeah.
You're like,
now it's the Atlanta Thrashers.
We're like peas and carrots. Round. You and I were like peas and carrots.
Yeah. Now it's just oil
hey,
and vinegar.
Brian! Is this Brian?
Mac Jameson. I love that guy.
Mac? How did you come up
with Jamie McLennan. So I'm thinking Mac Jameson. I don't know.
Oh, that's Mac awesome. Jameson.
Because it kind of sounds me. Real, doesn't it? Just yeah. a Vegas legend. Just a booze bag from Vegas.
We should create it, the alter ego of the show. Mac Jameson.
Mac yeah. Jameson.
That is
what
so
does he
good.
Look like? And what, you know, what are his stats?
Okay.
And
we need some help, too. We need all the people, all the yeah. listeners, hook us up with what, how you would break down the Wikipedia page of Mac Jameson.
So M-A-C. Mac.
M-A-C. Mac.
Mac Jameson.
Jameson.
I can't believe I sniffed out you guys screwing well, over like that. You
I
guys
think the pre-tape
wall squat deuce and toss to me.
I know.
It was close. I think the pre-tape, like... The fact that it dropped out, like maybe we should have acted like, what the hell happened
yeah,
here?
And I
like,
was I even was, listening at the beginning?
No, you were, turning
no, you were gone, dude.
You turned your mic off. The headphones went out. That's why I was concerned. I'm like, uh-oh, the headphones are out.
I remember telling you, turn it up.
Yeah, you're like, turn it up. I want to hear this guy.
Oh, that is
Jameson
so good.
Is such a stiff.
It's, he's
hey,
such
Brian.
A stiff.
Is this Brian?
Let me hear the first part again. He's like, yeah, I play men's league once a week.
I don't even remember what I was
saying. I don't remember what you said either. We just
you
waited.
You said, are you still in shape? I'm like, yeah, I play.
Let me hear the beginning again, Chris. You got it?
Or? Is this Brian?
This is Brian.
Brian, it's great to be on the show. Very excited. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Are you still living down in Vegas?
I am living in Vegas, and I'm, you know, waiting for the call for the big team to call me up. It's pretty exciting.
This was some loser in Vegas.
It was.
It's noodles.
It was me in the hallway.
I love that. I'm waiting for the call up to the Vegas Golden Knights, Mac Jameson. Why was that not the first giveaway?
Were you doing that when I saw you when I pulled in?
Yeah, like I walked outside, God. And then you're like parked in your car, and I'm like, oh, I got to go inside now.
That this guy, you came out and you're like, you were running late. And I'm like, you said, I did a pre-tape. I'm like, oh, thank God.
I was fired up for
it
that.
It was Mac Jameson.
There you go. The absolute world famous Mac Jameson.
Mac Jameson.
Oh, well.
Your arch nemesis.
Gibby, go suck on that one, Mac Jameson.
Yeah. All right, Ray's coming up and Richard Griffin. These are real people. They'll join us in the 5 p.m. hour.
Old Mac Jameson, isn't he just a gritty piss tank from Vegas?
Well, and we sewered a lot of people here, too, who were listening to it and thinking, who the hell is Mac Jameson? Because, like, the audience wasn't in on the joke.
Hey, Brian!
One guy texted in and said, I've been Googling Mac Jameson for 5 minutes.
I guarantee you, go to HockeyDB, he'll be on there trending.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
If Mac Jameson is on HockeyDB.
We should create a Mac Jameson account. We need a Wikipedia
page. Is he
page.
On there trending?
Well, we'll have to check. But
well, he doesn't exist, so
yeah,
I don't know
so
if he can't.
Yeah,
can.
But it doesn't matter. If you just type in, it's trending.
Well,
let's see. If you can get it based on player searching, if we can get Mac Jameson
trending
on HockeyDB, we've...
Now it says, sorry, no names match your request.
That's the problem.
So it's unfortunate.
So he really is a stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
doesn't
hey,
even show
Brian.
Up on HockeyDB.
Is this Brian?
I was so ready for half an hour to just chill. I was like, I'm done. This is what I want. You gave me what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Peas and carrots.
Yep.
And then you pulled the ultimate great white shart.
Yeah, we pulled the rug out.
Old Mackie Jameson. That could be something Dubas could screw up early. Sign Mac Jameson.
Yeah. He flies out to Vegas to meet with a Mac Jameson.
We're going to find if there actually is a Mac Jameson in Vegas. And if there is, you know he's the most grizzled vet
he's a
of
slots.
All time.
He's like the slots king.
Yeah.
He's a pig.
He's got one of those tinted visors that he wears and smokes darts without filters.
Plays craps all day, all afternoon at Cheetah Strip Club.
I love this guy. He doesn't even exist, and he's one of my favorite
people. We're creating someone we love, and he's not even a thing.
Wow, there's a Mac DeMarco Jameson on Google.
Mm-hmm. No, we'll look to find a hockey player, Jameson.
Yeah.
This is him.
Nah, it's not him. That guy's too...
Nah, he's too...
Young
and
trendy.
He's got his stuff together. That's not who we're talking about.
This has
got
to be Nick Cage in Vegas type of guy.
Yeah. All right, Rays coming up. Richard Griffin on the Jays. Matt Sundin earlier on Austin Matthews and the captaincy. We'll play that. We'll comment on it next.
You've been listening to Overdrive, delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com.